This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. There is a major backup of cannabis business permits in Humboldt County, roughly 1,500. So the Board of Supervisors has approved paying consultants $1.8 million to help ease that load. The money will actually come from the applicants themselves in the form of permit fees. Also this week, the board okayed a 5% salary raise for about 140 law enforcement officers as part of a new 3-year contract with their union. The Coast Guard scheduled to recognize 4 Sector Humboldt Bay Air crew members during a ceremony Thursday for their role in the rescue of a stranded hiker near Crescent City in October of last year. The Coast Guard Air Medal will be presented to Lieutenants Jacob Dorsey, Petty Officer First Class Nicholas Gardner, and Petty Officer Second Class Jeff Bothman, and the Coast Guard Commendation Medal to Lieutenant Edwin Forteza. Sector Humboldt Bay dispatched the crew on the evening of October 14th after getting a report of a 16-year-old hiker who'd become stranded on a cliff face 300 feet above the ocean, with another 500 feet of cliff above. The helicopter was brought to a hover approximately 240 feet above the stranded hiker. Gardner deployed from the helicopter and reached the hiker with only 5 feet of line remaining on the helicopter's hoist cable. Gardner and the hiker were hoisted into the helicopter, and the rescued boy was taken to Del Norte County Airport, transferred to awaiting EMS without injury. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is now offering a new way to apply for your concealed carry weapons permit. Interested applicants can now submit their application online and pay the required deposit with a credit card. The fully automated system allows applicants to schedule their required appointment with a CCW representative online during the application process. Applicants can also sign up for notification updates on their application status via the communication method they prefer. The Greater Eureka Chamber of Commerce announcing a ribbon-cutting ceremony for Recology Humboldt County, Recology Arcata, for its new Samoa facility at 555 Vance Avenue. It happens on Friday, March 16th. The Samoa facility is a LEED Silver Certified building built in 2009 as a recycling facility that would serve the local community by Arcata Community Recycling. Recology is the only 100% employee-owned company in the industry and is not publicly traded. Tickets on sale now for McKinleyville's first annual Vines by the Sea, a celebration of hops and grapes. The event benefits the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods McKinleyville Teen Center. It's happening Saturday, April 21st at Pearson Park in McKinleyville between 1 and 5 p.m. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.